19. Keep kicking. It's a long swim home. What happened to Hiccup? As I said, he jumped off the mast in a not very perfect swallow dive. Toothless dived after him, folding back his wings. It was a long way down, and by the time Hiccup reached the breath-stoppingly cold sea, he was moving at quite a speed. Momentum took Hiccup quite a way downward, and as he resurfaced, he hit his head on a cauldron, which was slowly sinking down to the bottom. Hiccup spat out water, gasping and confused, not sure where he was, or who he was, or what was going on. Blood was pouring into his eyes, and he fainted. Toothless let out a scream of alarm to Kamikaze and Fishlegs and dived down to pull his master up so that his face was out of the water. Kamikaze immediately set out in her sprawling crawl to try and help, but she was some distance from where Hiccup had landed, so she was never going to be able to reach him in time. Fishlegs, on the other hand, was very close. As Hiccup disappeared under the water for the second time, Fishlegs let go of the table and splashed haphazardly across to his friend. He hauled Hiccup up, still unconscious, and heaved him a couple of metres or so to the relative safety of the floating table. "Oh, for Thor's sake, oh, for Thor's sake, is he all right?" asked Kamikaze as she reached him. Hiccup was sprawled floppily on his back, still breathing, but with his eyes closed and one arm trailing in the water.
"I don't know," replied Fishlegs anxiously. "He's still alive, but he's been knocked out. I think he hit his head on something under the water."
"We need to get him out fast," cried Kamikaze, "and get him warm." The storm had passed as suddenly as it arrived and was already moving on to the land called America, leaving chaos in its wake. It was as if an angry god had turned the ship upside down, shaken out its contents and tossed the boat to the depths. All around them, the surviving hysterics were striking out for the American shore, swimming around the myriad of objects floating in the waters. Saucepans, chairs, tables, hammocks, chessboards, stools, fishing equipment, pairs of trousers. Norbert had been very ambitious about the amount of stuff that he was taking to America, and they were all now strewn about the waves and would be washed up for many years on those white beaches. And I wonder what the Native American peoples made of them when they found them.